Yeah, I think you're the only one concerned about the time, we're not. Thurston's boss. And it's good that you're considering.
Well, I have to give him his fair time.
I know, you're just being very considerate, and that's just you.
Yeah, because I can go over and it's not right.
When you're talking about the Lord, it's so wonderful, you know it.
Amen.
I know how it is. I like what Mary said, she made the distinction, how the Lord talk and how the enemy talk. The enemy talks to you in your heart. And he helps you solve your problems in your heart.
Part of your heart is your soul. You know, your soul and spirit are together, intertwined, that's the Bible. So he talks about
soul. Only the word can divide the soul from the spirit. Only the word can do that.
And
the word can do that. Our soul is our mind, will, and emotion. And the enemy pulls for that.
Yeah. Now he, the enemy, he did. He's like she said, what you see and hear. He's trying to pull you from. It's the reverse of what God is doing. The light that we display and we share with the world, our daily routine, living the love of God. We love people. We love God's will. We love His word enough that we do His word and speak it. They see us living according to the word of God. And the Lord is making change in their heart. What they see us do, if we're doing the word, they're getting a picture, a vision of what God is like. And their heart wants it. Their spirit man wants it. And it's detectable. And it's obvious. Our natural actions can be a display of what's in, of the things of God by the Holy Spirit.
In other words, our flesh can actually be controlled by the Spirit.
Yeah. And they'll see a display of Jesus.
He said if you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
And the way what we receive is the same way we receive the Word of God in our heart. Whether it was somebody speaking, their kindness, their continual love, it didn't change even when we were wrong. And we know that they were doing what's right. It's detectable. So that word gets in our heart, and we get saved. Well, they're going to get saved too. But the world system, it works on the outside. It disregards the heart altogether. It's trying to get you, just like you stoke a fire, it's trying to stoke you to where you desire the things of the world.
Amen.
But the problem with the things of the world, they don't work. It's a broke system.
That's true.
They might appear to work, but in the end, they don't.
It looks good on paper.
Yeah, it's
good on paper. I like that.
It looks good on paper.
You know, everything, the way I defeated the world was with the love of God. When he first called me to the ministry, I asked him to teach me how to love his people. You know, I told you about the time I almost got in a fight. And I asked, and the Lord spoke a word to me. Said, everlasting love, the love of man, whether he does you good or evil. And that charged my heart. I didn't want to fight the guy, but I'd exhausted all the strength I had, and I was going to fight. So when he said that, I was charged. I said, Lord, I don't know how you did that. At that time, I understand it now, but at that time I said, I don't know how you did that, but I'm glad you did it, because I didn't want to act unseemly. So I said, now I want you to teach me how to love your people, because if I got that weak that time, it's going to happen again, because people are contrary, and they do things that, you know, the guy was older, and he was trying to test me. You know, I'm going to see if this is really a preacher or not. I had just gotten called to the ministry. So I figured it out over time, but When he's taught me to love his people, everything the enemy threw at me, I defeated it by that same love. And the Lord taught me that. If you can love people, you can do anything. If you can love his will, if you can say I love God's will, see, that brings it to the natural when you speak it. Charles Capps, you know, his ministry went right on top of Kenneth Hagin's more than anybody I know. Because Kenneth Hagin taught you what faith was and how to use faith, and he taught you how to confess it and direct it to your advantage. But you have to solve spiritual problems on the inside. And, you know, the Word of God is our pattern. This is the foundation of what we do. This is the pattern. My mother used to sew dresses and clothes and things. She had a sewing machine, and she would go to Hancock Fabrics and buy fabric. And she'd buy one of whatever kind of dress she wanted. They had a package, and they had a picture of it. Well, on the inside, it was a pattern. For whatever size you wanted it to be, that's the line you use. That's what you sew the material. And you organize your material so your stripes wouldn't be crooked or whatever. And you sewed it on that particular line, and it'll fit. If you deviate, it won't fit.
Amen.
And she would make, and it would always come out nice. So, and I didn't care about all that, but I saw it, and I saw her doing it, and I saw what she was doing. And then I went on outside. So, but this is our pattern. If we don't deviate from it,
amen.
If we live it. Now, we start off usually trying to solve some problem. We take God at his word, and it works. All right, well, next time, I'm going to trust it again because it worked last time. It always works, and it always is spirit. But we bring it into our natural life as we receive it in our heart, and then we speak it, and we govern our lives by the word of God. We solve all of our problems biblically. And the Holy Spirit will come and help you put it all together.
Well, it's a big problem that we need to open our eyes to. We solve all our problems biblically.
Yeah.
Think about it. How many problems that we've had last week that we solved biblically? I know we've got the word in us, can we do, but that's something we need to really, really concentrate on.
Yeah.
Any small thing, we need to solve it biblically, not fleshly.
Yeah.
Not automatic.
Mm-hmm. Because
in the kingdom, like Mary said, that's biblically in the kingdom.
Yeah.
She solved the problem with the purse.
Uh-huh. Biblically. And taught me something, too. If it's in the kingdom, it's not lost.
That's exactly right.
And you can attain what
if
you...
If it's in the kingdom, it's no sweat.
Yeah.
It's easy.
You can...
Just hearing the voice of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to work to get that.
Uh-huh. Whatever you put a demand on, heaven's going to back you up.
Amen.
And but the Holy Spirit comes to guide us into all truth.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my prayer is dialogue, not just me talking to God and getting up and walking off.
Mm-hmm.
Jess Duplantis was talking about that. I watched him on YouTube, old recording that he had done. And he said, we got to be childlike, not childish, but childlike in his dialogue. He said that when we come to the Lord, speak to him and listen to him. He's not going to guide you wrong. And every problem we can face, he can show us the best way to do it.
Amen.
And that's what I was asking for when I asked him to teach me to love his people. And I learned that if you put the word in your heart enough, it'll be a part of you. It'll be your natural response, a reflex. Your words of faith will be like a reflex. You see danger happen, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. It comes out of your mouth before it processes in your mind. It's just a reflex, but it's a reflex of faith. When the Word of God, the Holy Spirit helps us, whatever we're putting in, it's like putting money in the bank. Whatever you need is there.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit is the one that can speak to your spirit and bring things to your attention. You speak it by faith, and it's real in the world. You change the facts on the ground where you are, like Brother Horton liked to say. That's where the Holy Spirit, you know, he comes to give us that kind of training for life. Your everyday routine can be a message. A message of hope, a message of faith for others to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it suggests that everybody can do the will of God.
Amen.
The enemy is trying to steal your focus.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your eye be single, you're focused on the meaning of God's word. If he can change that, he can change you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a problem, no matter what it is or how important it is, You know you got the problem, but don't focus on it. Focus on the word. And focus on him. And when you focus on him, mm-hmm. he's going to reveal to you things and show you the best way to kill the problem. If you attain...
Kill a problem.
To kill it.
Never heard that before in my life. You kill a problem. Uh-huh. Have you heard it?
That's good.
Have you ever heard that from somebody?
Somewhat like that. Not from
somebody. I've heard similar things, but never heard kill a problem. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's good.
And you get rid of problems.
Yeah, you kill it. And it can't come back.
And it can't come back.
No, you ain't going to let it back. Once you kill it, you ain't going to let it come back.
Don't just beat it up. Kill it.
Kill it. He gave us the same example in the way we cut snakes off at the head, we kill root weeds by pulling them up at the root.
Exactly.
And, you know, when he killed a fig tree, he killed, you know, it died from the root up.
Amen.
Everything, that's how the Holy Spirit works. But that's not how people think. So the only way you learn those kind of things is him, spending time with him. Because I would ask him, Lord, I got this problem. And if it was a relationship type problem, I said, well, I would expect him to work on their behalf. And he work on me. He said, you got to do this. You love them anyway. Why? Well, that's what he said. I said, okay. And he always worked on my heart. I can't change what somebody else do, but if I live the life over time, it'll shed light for them. And they'll see how with the kingdom of God, you got to be willing. God doesn't work against people's wills. People are not always willing to follow. And he knows this. And there's nothing he can do about it. But if you show people the value that the guidance of God can be is valuable, sometimes they'll want in on it. Mm-hmm. And the life of God suggests to others that the love of God works. It's worth it. When you love people that don't love you and you keep doing right because it's right, people, they'll put a value on it over time because mm-hmm. they'll see that it works. Now, lust is a consumer. If a person's got to have the newest, fastest, best-looking automobile, they can't never be satisfied unless they got that car. They're dependent on the car. Mm-hmm. All right. And they can't be satisfied. It's going to get old. It's going to wear out. They're going to make one that look better.
That's true.
There's no end to this. But the ability to be godliness with contentment is great gain.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't need props and crutches to be thrilled to life in God.
Amen.
You can have whatever you have and enjoy the day better than somebody that has the best. There's going to always be somebody that has a better whatever. But you can't. But the one that you have, you can. If you can enjoy the Lord, you can enjoy what you have.
Amen.
In real time. And that I learned the peace of God. Mm-hmm. And I started enjoying small things that I would overlook. One night I lived in Woodlawn. I was far enough away from the tracks so that when the trains blew their horn, it sounded like music. And if I woke up, I just happened to wake up and pray, and I heard the train. I said, Lord, I'm enjoying this. This is just a train. I wouldn't have never thought about enjoying the horns of a train in the middle of the night. But it helped me to notice that you can enjoy everyday moments with the Holy Spirit when you're focused on it.
That's good.
And you can attain the whatever car you love or whatever it is you like, but you're not dependent on it. If something happens to it, you'll just fix it and keep right on enjoying the presence of the Lord. The people in your life, when they do crazy things, there's a party going on in you. and the Holy Spirit, you'll know just what to say to help them. You don't depend on people. In a relationship, your children, your wife, your spouse, you don't have to depend on whether they're having a good day or not, because you're enjoying your time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be strong enough to help them kill their problem.
Amen. That's good.
And these are the kind of things that I would learn from the Holy Spirit and didn't know how to express it right. I tried, but you know, over time you get better at it. But I learned these kind of principles back in the 90s.
So you, as Olivia's getting better and healed, you don't waste the time by thinking, well, what if, women, you know, yeah. You enjoy her.
Uh-huh.
And you can tell it. You strictly love her and enjoy her, and she's getting better and better.
Yeah.
Every moment.
And she does some of the most amazing things.
Yes.
And I think she got my book, too.
That makes some more love in that book.
I have to hide stuff from her. I can't keep my book on the countertop. She'll get it. And I think that's what happened. I have to hide it in my drawer and close it. If she see it, she going to get it. Everything that, if I don't want her to touch it.
Because she's interested.
Yeah.
And you look at the right attitude that mm-hmm. she's interested in.
To her, this is paper. I'll write on it. You know.
When I was younger, it was the waddles that I wrote on.
And see, you can enjoy the people in your life in real time, even though things aren't perfect. You can enjoy them, and the Lord will give you wisdom and counsel for them. Sowing and reaping. One reason the enemy tries to steal our focus is to waste our time.
Yes.
Time and faith gives you a great advantage. If you want to make a great change, make smaller. I learned this from the Holy Spirit and Alicia. Make small adjustments every day, and you'll get it done. And Alicia typed the book for me, and she typed one page a day. In a month, a little over a month, it was done. And it didn't take her out of her routine, didn't take all day for two or three. Every day she typed a page. And I learned that from the Holy Spirit. Every day, sowing. When you're focused on the Lord and on the heart of God's will, the pattern, and you're doing that, you see your problem over here. It's over there. The counsel of God will show you how to kill the problem. And you're still making progress. But if you focus on it, you're going to try something. And it may work good. It may work bad. But it won't be perfect. But if you handle it God's way, it's going to be perfect. And you're going to learn things you can't learn any other way. And then everything you truly desire, the Word of God divides the soul and the spirit.
Yes, it does.
If the world's trying to get you to desire this and lust after this, you want to get this car, whatever, and you're going to put aside responsibilities to get it, now you're bringing in more problems. But if you focus on the Lord, He'll show you how to get it, when to get it, and it'll be done with knowledge. Recently, I bought a toolbox, and I had the money, but I wanted to make some more money first, and then I was going to buy it. And I had got off early that day, and the Lord said, go ahead and buy it now. I said, now? I said, I was going to wait till the weekend when I finish this other job, then buy it. He said, buy it today. So I went right on over there to Lowe's. They had, and the holiday price was still on the toolbox, but they raised the price. But they didn't take the holiday price off the box. So I told the guy in the tool department, I said, I want that black box if I can get it for that price. He said, well, because they raised the price, but they left the old holiday prices on there. He said, well, all the managers are in the meeting. I asked the head clerk, and the head clerk said, well, they left the prices on there. We'll have to sell it for that price.
Yeah.
And she swiped her car and made it okay, and I bought it right then. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And that gave me more money.
Save you some money.
Yeah, about $120-something, $150. So when you follow God, it works. Sowing and reaping. The Holy Spirit's going to guide you where you'll sow the best. Not just in money, but in everything. You'll do things God's way, and it'll be better. And you're going to learn principles from it. He's going to build you up on the inside, and if you're willing now, if people are not willing, it won't work. But when you're willing, He'll build you up, and you're going to find out why He said do it a certain way, just like I did on the way to Lowe's. I didn't, I said, well, I guess I could buy it now, but I really wanted to buy it time in my mind. But God, I was trying to be a good steward.
Yes.
But he knew what was ahead. Mm-hmm. And when we trust him, you learn to value what he say.
Amen.
And he don't leave any joy out of you. You're going to learn principles you can't imagine.
Amen.
And you know, the part I was going to study was victory and revelation.
Amen.
At the end
Amen.
Of chapter 1. We'll catch it next week.
Yeah.
Victory and revelation.
Yeah, that was when she was talking about some of the things that happens as we follow God.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, we did, but anyway, the Holy Spirit has so much to say, and we're going to love it. I mean, it's good. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your truth. I thank you for all the living benefits that you introduce us to. Lord, help us to follow you perfectly and do all that's in your heart and kill all of our problems. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Good. Amen.